If there's one thing everyone can agree on, it's that finances can be confusing, especially when you're trying to make sure your career, family life, and everything in between is taken care of. Trust me, I'm right there with you. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a budgeting newbie, or just someone looking to supercharge your financial future in about 15 minutes, this is for you. If you're ready to make your money work harder for you, and if you're ready to spark true financial independence, then you've come to the right place. I'm Teresa Arago, and this is Talking Sense. All of us can agree that we love an underdog story, a story where someone comes from behind and has great success. And the best place I can think to find those is going to be in sports. And we talked about this. This is actually Alec from our Conway office. I have to introduce you. I forgot to do that. Sorry. But Alec and I were talking about sports the other day, and we thought about this concept of don't drop the ball on your retirement. And the movie we had discussed was Rudy.
Yeah.
And like this movie, this kid, if you've never seen it before, it is a cinematic masterpiece, in my opinion. You should definitely check it out. But the concept is this guy loves, why am I going blank? Help me. Notre Dame.
Yep.
Grew up loving Notre Dame. His whole family was all about Notre Dame. So he goes, he enrolls, does not get a scholarship. This kid works his way through. And he goes as a freshman and tries out for the football team. Coach tells him, you'll never play. But he still shows up every day and he gets hammered. And the coach at one point told him, if you let up at all, I'm taking you off the team. And he fights and he fights and he fights and he fights. And then I'm not going to tell you the ending, but it's really, really good. So you should go check it out. But we thought about that and we were like, what about when it comes to like, what has been our favorite, like real life come from behind kind of story or someone overcoming sports specific, of course, to stay with the theme here. What's yours?
Oh yeah. 2019 Tiger Woods Masters comeback. That it's a very good comeback story. I watch hype videos for this like probably once a month or every time I'm about to go out golfing, but
to try to help yourself be better.
Yeah,
it work?
It gets me fired up, like because he got injured and he also had all the controversy, the back surgeries, and he was the most elite golfer when he was in his prime playing, just revolutionized the game of golf. And then when all these injuries happen, no one thinks he's ever going to play again. And he shows up again, tries to play, more injuries. Then 2018 he comes back and starts, you know, he wins a tournament and everyone's like, okay, Tiger could be back. And then just the video of him at the Masters when he's walking up to the 18th green and thousands of people are behind him. Like, I'm getting chills right now. It's the greatest comeback story, in my opinion. I absolutely love that story.
Awesome. Well, I grew up in the 90s, so of course we watched the Chicago Bulls just dominating basketball. Yeah. But also, George Foreman, not the grills. I mean, it's the same dude.
Is the grills.
It is the same dude. But back then, he was still boxing.
Yeah.
And he was almost like Rocky when you watched him box. Like, he would get hammered and hammered and hammered, and then he would just come out and waylay the person.
Yeah.
And so you would see him take all of that in and then just come out and barrel into him at some point. I almost wonder if he was just letting them get worn out so that he could wear them out once they were tired. Like, he was just going to outlast them. But, you know, when you think of these stories, and especially like your Tiger Woods story, people see that crowd walking behind him and they go, man, that's awesome. What people don't see is what got him there. And that's part of what we're going to talk about here. You know, I think sometimes when it comes to retirement, people don't really want to focus on it until they're in their 50s. And that's not when you should really get started. You've got to start that way back and think about Tiger. I mean, I think he like was born with a golf club in his hand, or they gave it to him maybe 2 weeks after.
Yeah, he was known as a golfer on national TV when he was 2 years old. So,
really? That young? I was thinking like 5 or 6. That is insane to me. But at the same time, if he hadn't had that opportunity started so young, he wouldn't be the Tiger Woods that you know now.
Mm-mm.
And that's the way it is with retirement. You've got to get started early. When you think about all the great sports teams, like, I mean, going back to the Chicago Bulls, for instance, if you watch videos, they did a whole docuseries about that time frame and what it was like to be on that team. And Michael Jordan was not what I would consider to be a great teammate when it comes to like kindness, or, you know, he wasn't someone that was just like, hey, buddy, you do you. You're going to be fine. You just keep trying. He was like, get your butt on this court. Let's go. And he wore his teammates out, and he set a tone. And he put hours upon hours, first one in the gym, last one to leave kind of stuff. And there's other players that have done that. But it wasn't just they showed up and they won. Mm-mm. It started way before that.
No. Yeah. With Jordan, whenever they lost the season before, it just set a new tone. I recently watched The Last Dance, and I've read like Phil Jackson books.
Mm-hmm.
And the off season is where it's all built. They, like, you can't have your plays made, you know, the week before the first game. Like, they are in there in the gym getting reps, working as hard as they can so that when they do get in that big moment and they get into the season, they're ready. They're walking in. They're like, I know the game plan. I know who I can trust. I'm in shape to play.
Mm-hmm.
And that really goes with retirement. You got to be starting it in the off season. Like, I've got to have a plan early so that when I start stepping into the season, when, you know, maybe you're in your 50s, you've got a game plan, you know what you're doing. And then when that big championship game comes, retirement, you're ready. You yes. know you're there.
And I think the key is if you start early, you can build muscle memory. That's what you do in sports. So you do mm-hmm. 1,000 reps of something, you build a memory and your muscles just know what to do. And we see this with our cell phones even. We talked about this recently where your finger will navigate to things without you even really consciously making a decision. And we were talking about it in the context of needing to remove apps from our phone that we felt like we're being time suckers. But when it comes to retirement, you start building muscle memory by executing the small things. There was someone who talked about how like making free throws. It's all the little things that go before you swing. It's before that. There's the mm-hmm. step. There's the routine. There's the having the right angle. All sports have that. In volleyball, it's, you know, your setter, it's not just about their hands. It's about their feet, their hips, their shoulders. There's all these other things that go into that game IQ, and you have to build muscle memory. When you're talking about your financial journey, you need to build muscle memory in budgeting, in saving, making it a priority to put towards retirement earlier rather than later if you want to truly walk into the big game prepared. And if you feel like, okay, I'm too far into this already, I'm never going to be able to retire. Well, if you start today, you'll be better off than if you wait. So you might as well get started now so you can be more successful than you would be if you just keep delaying. Because let's be real, if you just stop going to the gym, you stop putting in the time, you can't make forward progress.
Yeah, no, they always, I've hear people say all the time, you just got to get 1% better each day. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge J curve. And that's the same thing with compound interest.
Oh, yeah.
Stay in the market, just let that money grow a little better each day. Same thing with budgeting. You start off, it's not pretty.
But it's not.
You get better and better and better, and it gets to the point where you're very good at it. And so
mm-hmm.
you're right. The more muscle memory, the longer time you're in, the better it is. Like when I think about going back to golf, my golf swing, like I just fix one little thing. It's not going to make me perfect, but I'm a little better, and I'm more in touch with what I need to do. And now I'm not just sitting here hacking a club at a ball. I know if I hit the ball over here, okay, this little thing went wrong and mm-hmm. this little thing went wrong.
And you know how to correct those steps.
Yeah,
and I think that's something important is as you're building that muscle memory in your financial journey, you go, oop, I got out of alignment here. I'm going to fix it. You can identify those and make the changes you need to.
Exactly.
The next step, you know, getting started early is certainly important. The next step is to stick to the playbook. So they've created the plays. They have these fantastic plays. And who was it? Mike Tyson who said everybody has a plan until they get punched in the teeth.
Yep.
So you've got to have a moment. You know, you've got to have a playbook that you can go back to and say, okay, here's my why. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'm doing. Here's why I'm executing it. And you've got to stick to it. And kind of the getting punched in the teeth to me would be market volatility.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody felt real good about the market till 2021 and 2022.
Mm-hmm.
2020, it kind of did its thing. People kind of panicked. 2021 looked so good. And then 2022, it just went, whoa. And it was the first real volatility we'd seen in a while. And it tested a lot of people's, you know, might and their belief in their plan.
And a lot of people, when they see that volatility, they're like, well, I need to pull my money out of the market and just abandon my game plan completely. And that's not what you want to do. You want to stay in the market because you know it goes up and down, and you know over time it will recover historically. And, you know, in basketball, that's one of the most volatile games. A team can go on a 20-point run, then another team can go on a 15-point run, mm-hmm. and you see 30-point comebacks in the NBA, but they don't just bail. They may tweak a couple things, but they're not going to get their center shooting three-pointers and their point guard trying to guard the big guy. They're going to stick to their game plan, run the same plays that they know, maybe tweak little things, but they're not going to And yeah, they're not going to change their game plan completely. No,
they got to keep fighting.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key with your financial journeys. You've got to keep fighting for what you want most. That's got to be something that's worth the fight. You know, just like if your coach has a game plan and you believe in your coach and you believe in your team, they got to keep working towards it. So stick to your playbook. And the last one, and I want to spend a little bit of time here, is run the play that will give you the highest chance of success. So there are a lot of plays in the world right now, right? TikTok has become this insane resource for a lot of people when it comes to financial advice. And we've talked about this mm-hmm. before and the risks thereof. But a lot of people are going to the internet and they're getting all these ideas and they're trying to execute them and they're getting frustrated. And it's because it may not be the one that gives you the highest chance of success, because it may not apply to your specific journey. So let's talk more about that. What does that look like?
Yeah. So running the play, I guess taking the shot that gives you the highest chance of success. I think of Eric Musselman when he would always say, we need to be taking our best shot. Like if I shoot 40% from this area, that's where I want you to shoot, not spot you shoot 15% from. Mm-hmm. And in retirement, I think that's not putting all your money in one stock, staying diverse, because if I'm just sitting here putting all my money in one stock and it tanks, well, then my money could just disappear and that's all my retirement money. I think diversifying, that mm-hmm. gives you the highest chance of success. Mm-hmm. That's something that we really preach about. Then also not pulling your money from your IRA for retirement, because mm-hmm. that can really give you a big hit.
Yes.
You know, you get, if you're too young, you can get big tax penalties mm-hmm. and then you're pulling your money out of the market. But those are the two that I really thought about. What other ones did you have?
I think you touched on one, but I also want to clarify too, like your IRA is not a great place to pull from, your employer plan. I think a lot of people take loans from their employer plan thinking, well, I'm paying myself back, it's no big deal. Well, you're losing that growth while that money is sidelined. So yeah, you're paying an interest rate, but you're not getting what you could get. The other thing too is making sure that your strategy works for you. You know, what you and I can tolerate because of our experience in the market is going to be different than someone who maybe is a little bit older or someone who maybe isn't as comfortable with market volatility. But there are products out there to fit just about anybody. I mean, we've even had some new products that if you're nervous about the market, but you want to chase some return, you've got the opportunity to have a little bit of a buffer in there. You know, there's so much out there. And I think this lends to itself to the importance of having a fully licensed advisor, because the tools available affect their ability to do certain investment types. And, you know, as you're building those muscles, as you're working towards your goal, the market's going to change. So if you don't have a playbook, you got to start with that, right? But you also have maybe need to bring in a coach and have somebody that can help you execute it in the most efficient way. Now, I'm going to do our disclaimer because we are who we are. No product guarantees success. Past performance is not indicative of future success, you know, all of those things. We know the market has inherent risks. So anytime you're investing, you got to do it the right way. And part of that may be making sure that you have your emergency fund, not just investing every dollar you have, which was the challenge we had in 2020. People were calling me like, hey, can I invest? Do you have your emergency fund? You know, because we don't want to use it the wrong way. You know, if we get in the wrong vehicle, it doesn't matter. If we're going the wrong direction, it doesn't matter that we're driving. We got to go where we need to go. So making sure that you have a high opportunity to succeed by using those tools and having the right coaching. Because there's a lot of bad actors out there that I have heard and seen. We've had accounts transfer that were like, what was that person thinking? Mm-hmm. It's not often, but it does happen.
Yeah. Well, that kind of brings me into my closing remarks, my two cents. Mm-hmm. I think a really, you kind of teed me up for it as well. No pun intended.
Ah,
but,
the pun was definitely intended. Alec always intends the pun.
But thinking of like Michael Jordan, when he first got into the league, he was one of the greatest players. Nobody denied that, but he wasn't winning rings. Mm-hmm. And it was because it was all Jordan. He was doing everything himself. But when he started passing the ball to Pippen and some of the other guys, that's when they really got that elite level and did the 2-3-peats. And I think that's really important for your financial journey and building a plan. You can't do it all alone. And mm-hmm. if you can,
that's great, but you are in the minority.
Yeah, you're in the minority. It's, you got teammates, you got resources, you know, dish the ball out and get the plan going. We're a great teammate. We could be a really good Pippen.
Well, and I would say we all love a Hail Mary win in mm-hmm. sports, but the reality is you're not likely to get a Hail Mary win investing. the chances of you being able to time the market perfectly to just be successful in the short term and really stick to it because of the recency bias that'll affect you are really low. So start building your playbook, start looking for efficiencies, whether it be auto draft on contributions, using your employer plans, those opportunities that you do have, maximize them so that you don't have to try to throw a Hail Mary and hit it hard in your 50s, but that you can just kind of work your way into that and enjoy what comes later. Well, that's it for us today, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on Talking Sense. We hope you've enjoyed our sports analogies, or at least they've been tolerable. We'll catch you next week for some more content on what you don't know about money. Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes. The Jim Wolf team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or by calling our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526. And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Jim Wolf Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.